Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Jackson County Regional Food Center near Tyner, Kentucky has an open house set for next Tuesday, May 24, from 5 to 7 p.m. with a special guest.
We're excited to welcome one of our most successful clients, Lucky Clover Farms from Madison County. They have been in business for 8 years and now are selling successfully at Kroger as a Kentucky Proud product. And so they're going to be with us to share their story, their ups and downs, how the kitchen has been instrumental in getting them to where they're at today.
Rebecca Woods helps coordinate the food center's activities and would like to see more people, more private citizens, and up-and-coming ag entrepreneurs take advantage of their wide array of available services, from food prep to labeling to shipping. The open house is set for those folks.
We're looking to have 100 people there. We're going to have some light and some heavy hors d'oeuvres and some desserts. All the desserts are going to be baked there that day at the kitchen, trying to show off the variety of things we can do there. We'll have cupcakes and cookies, some chocolate zucchini bread, some pies and cakes. And so we're really excited to just showcase all the hard work that we've put into the food center.
Open house details are online at their site, regionalfoodcenterky.com. We'll be right back.
Grillions. What's grillions? That's a grill master's sizzling passion for beefy brilliance on the grill. The devotion to grilling mouth-watering steaks to perfection. Typically, grillience is earned over time, but here's a shortcut. Get all the tips you need at beeffordinner.com and get your grillience on, my friend. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
This message brought to you by beef farmers from across Kentucky. From Wickliffe to Whitesburg and points way beyond, Rebecca Wood says the Jackson County Food Center is a hidden gem, a true resource for a variety of potential clients.
One of the things that makes us so accessible is the fact that we offer the co-packing option, which means that if you're in Mississippi, if you're in Atlanta, or anywhere in the United States, if your recipe is approved, you send us the ingredients, and with that co-packing option for $50 an hour, we will make that product for you.
That $50 fee is a benchmark that can be more, for example, for a Tennessee client for which they prepare recipes, package them, and ship them to Germany. Their sliding scale is much lower, for example, for a family with a big garden and surplus crops they'd like to put up. Learn more about them online at regionalfoodcenterky.com. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.